This is your London Minute voice memo. I'm feeling a bit like Jenny Lee in Call the Midwife. No babies to deliver, but I do reduce stress on my home visits as a computer trainer. What are my biggest challenges? The breech birth of computing? Well, as you're asking, on a bad day it's scary dogs and unexpected pornography. And don't ask me about the Randy Yorkshire Terrier. Let's just say it was hashtag awkward. Other challenges involve explaining that learning the computer is a layered affair. It can't be done in an hour or two. So often, it's not what I've said, but what I have held back for another day, maybe never. Too much too soon will result in a digital retreat, and the computer will be shut down. Slow and steady always wins the race. I help filter out the noise and the clatter that is social media and apps which, let's face it, are up to our eyeballs. As those listening on Computer America are more likely to be the ones helping rather than the ones in need, here are some tips to help those less confident with computing. Slow down. Digital native family members love rushing in, fixing something in a hurry, a little in secret, and then like dashing off. When I speak with new clients, it's the most common complaint I hear. Don't give them fish, but teach them to cook. Remember the former Pope who didn't send his first tweet? He got fish. What's right for you might be all wrong for the person you're helping. LinkedIn is not suitable for all generations, neither is Snapchat. Avoid jargon. Does your mother really need to know the difference between POP and IMAP? If you see a glazed look coming back at you, for goodness sake, stop. If you want to hear more from me, catch me over in Avast, the antivirus. Set your language settings to UK English and ta-da! I'll be announcing that your scan has been completed. And I might feel it necessary to say threat has been detected. I'll see you over on Twitter. I'm @ComputerTweety. This is Patricia Reichel for Computer America.